Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Got no
crystal ball. Oh, no, I don't. Carton and Roberts, what is up? Everyone from New Row who knows about Greasy Nicks is checking in. The best place ever, ever. You just sit outside. It's a little teeny hole in the wall. Cheeseburgers, steamers, cold brew, period, stop.
Your knowledge of food places and restaurants is unparalleled. I give you a lot of credit.
The official name is Leno's Clam Bar. Mm-hmm. But to us natives, like my main man, Kenny Olmstead, who's been cutting trees down for 100 years over there. Greasy Nicks.
Gotcha.
You'd love it, by the way.
Okay. Dude, make a list. I will go to all these places, me and the wife, once we're allowed out. I'm in. Sign me up.
All right. Have you stopped by Westchester's Winter Wonderland yet? Have you done the drive-through for Jet and
Spence? I have my
tickets.
My tickets are set, of course. Right. Love that place. That's at the Kensico Dam, if I'm right.
You got to go. You got to do all the Westchester-y things.
I love it, baby.
Yeah. Has Iron Eagle come to the crib yet for dinner?
No.
No. You think any shot he will?
I mean, probably. It would make him feel uncomfortable to even offer it because I think he'd feel bad saying no, but he probably wouldn't want to come.
Why not?
Be honest.
He was going to come to my house before I went away. We had a whole plan for a big barbecue.
Maybe he likes you more than he likes me.
Probably.
I don't like putting people in uncomfortable situations.
By inviting a guy over for a barbecue?
I don't think because he'd probably feel like he has to come.
Invite me.
That's uncomfortable.
Invite me.
Well, I'll invite you.
Walk through it. Invite me over for a barbecue.
But as if you're Ian or as if you're Craig?
No, me. I'm just me. Invite me over to
you want
to
come over?
No.
Why?
There you go. It's not uncomfortable.
See, now you just made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, but it's uncomfortable.
Now I'll never ask another person to come over the crib.
It depends what you're serving, though. Just putting it out there.
Why? There's nothing wrong with what I serve. I'm not going to offer a six-day-old pizza.
Well,
that's for me.
Well-done filet? I'm not into that. And if it's your house, so I can't man your barbecue. That's sacrilege.
No,
man has his house, a man has his barbecue.
My father-in-law mans the crap out of that barbecue. Guy's a former chef. He's a pro. He knows what he's doing.
How's his chimichurri sauce?
I don't even know what that is. Chimichurri sauce?
Oh, it's the best.
What is it? Describe it.
It's a green sauce.
Like salsa verde?
No. That you marinate, skirt steak in, for example.
Okay.
You know what makes the best chimichurri sauce in America? Thomas Perrone.
Okay.
He owns Brooklyn Roots.
Okay.
In Brooklyn. It's an Italian place.
I got
a chimichurri place. Makes the best chimichurri I've ever had in my life. Okay. Call him up. Go, Tommy Perrone, I want some chimichurri sauce.
So you would turn down an invite to my crib because you're not sure about what I'm going to serve you?
Yes.
What the hell's wrong with you? How about the company? The company of me, of my wife, of my sons, of my dogs. That's not enough for you to want to come over the crib. How dare you? Shame on you.
I'm not going to someone's house for dry meat.
Someone's house? Your partner's house.
Serve the meat right. I'm there. Or tell me there's no food. We're just having drinks. I'm good.
B-Y-O-F.
Here's Dave in New London, Connecticut. Dave, big game, Giants, Seahawks, Colt McCoy. What do you think?
I think that the Giants should follow Nick Gates and the rest of those big fellas pancaking guys across the league and pound the ball 45 times Colt McCoy can be effective out of play action situations, but I'm not counting on him for power sweeps like we did last week, buddy.
Yes.
I've been listening to the both of you independently.
Right. Yes.
And calling into the both of you together. The chemistry is great. I encourage you to do this. Get a large pie, your favorite toppings, delivered to the station whenever. I'll even order it for you if you want me to. You just tell me the place. Get it extra sauce, extra cheese with your topping of choice. Eat that with a fork and knife and tell each other how you feel. Just for the sake of team chemistry.
What is this? What is this, pizza therapy now?
What is that?
Like, I liked everything up to share your feelings.
Well, we got to share our feelings.
And use a fork.
Yeah, the fork part was the problem.
Which is why it's tough when you go to Chicago.
Yeah.
That's because that's not pizza, bro. That's the difference.
No.
It's great. I'm not knocking it. I love Chicago pizza, quote unquote, but it's not real pizza. It's something different. It's fantastic, but it's different.
I agree with you. I happen to enjoy it because what, you know, cheese, red sauce, and cured meats.
No, I get you.
How do you, you can't lose. Plus, any kind of cooked dough. You know what I've been using a lot lately? The air fryer.
Ah.
This air fryer is life-changing. Dude, I make wings every Sunday now in the air fryer. You'd think they're, like, legitimate. Like, I went to Beachmont and had the best wings in the world, or Dinosaur Barbecue in Harlem had the best wing. Air fried. Mm. I don't know how it works. Probably going to give me cancer.
Jeez.
Or tuberculosis or something.
But it's worth it.
But it is worth it.
You're insane.
People who have them never shut up about them.
It's unbelievable.
Everyone loves their air fryer.
That's what you're all getting for. That's my gift to all of you for Christmas.
I already have one.
Okay, so you don't get one. Now I got an extra one.
So sell the old one, and then you got money, and then you accept the new one.
No, no, no.
Done.
No, no, no,
you re-gift the old one to someone else.
Yeah. That's fine. That's easy.
Someone who's dumb enough to have kids.
I just saved $149. I'm good. You get one, and you get one. Air fryers. If you're looking for cash, sorry. You're getting an air fryer. You could tip them, whatever you got to do.
I was going back and forth. I was actually thinking about it last night. A nice discussion. Like, what do I give the boys?
You give them
for
both $1,000 and you say Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
I was thinking cash. Well, you guys don't get the side in this. Okay. I was thinking cash.
Yeah.
But the problem with cash is there's no, like, personality to it. There's nothing personal about it.
I know.
It's like, here's a lot of money. Have fun. As opposed to something that matters, something that makes them tick.
So why don't you do this?
Something they'd enjoy.
Why don't you give them $1,000 and an air fryer?
Right.
How about that?
Pete Alonso bobblehead is not going to pay
the rent. I've only been here for 3 weeks.
I wasn't going to get you that.
I've been here for 3 weeks. You've been here for 14 years.
Yes.
$1,000 cash minimum.
Well, hold on a second. You were not here for 3 weeks. You don't get to use that at convenience.
I barely just got here.
Decade before that. That's eliminated?
We only have ratings for 3 days. That's all we got. 3 days of ratings.
So what does that mean? You were here previously, so that now you're just a newbie, like you just walked through the door?
I just got here. I'm just meeting everyone.
All right.
By the way, for 10 years, I didn't say a single word to Mac or he to me.
No.
You never spoke.
You gave me resting bitch face.
He's got resting angry bitch face.
Well, you guys had issues with each other because of who you worked with.
Yeah. I didn't know him. Issues. He didn't know me.
Yeah.
It was afternoon and mornings. Occasionally, it was ships in the night. Very rarely did we see each other.
I think there was an underlying issue.
I never disliked McMonagle. I didn't know him. And I know he was in a very tough spot because the guy that he worked for and with hated me.
Right.
And I hated that guy. But he and I never had.
No,
like,
but I can't.
Like Monzo and I don't dislike each other.
No. You don't love him. Or you
Why
didn't
would
love
I not
him?
Like Monzo?
Because I think that the hatred for Mike probably kind of leaked over to his coach.
No, I always respect
wrong about
the
that?
Fact these guys sat there and that was their job.
Okay.
Just because Mike didn't like me, it did put them in an uncomfortable position where neither one of them were going to have a friendship with me inside these walls.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right.
Because Mike would have been livid about it.
Okay.
He probably would have said, don't talk to that guy.
Did he ever tell you not to talk to Craig?
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean,
it would have been uncomfortable.
I got you.
If I came in one day, I was like, yeah, we had a great. I was playing softball at the morning show. It was fantastic.
Or if he was like, I went to Cartons for a barbecue, that would have been a problem. But it's all good.
All right.
Yeah, but like
skirt steak marinated in a sauce I never heard of. It was delicious.
Chimichurri. Forget about it. Yes. But yeah, like Monzo, I don't know him personally well, but why would I dislike him? He's a good guy.
Okay.
I believe I even know his first name.
What is it?
If I'm not mistaken, isn't it Brad?
Yes, you nailed
it. Yeah, Brad Monzo.
Brad Monzo.
So I'm good. I still am questionable about his name. I want to say.
So is Mike for 10 years.
I want to say Chris, but I'm not positive.
What's his name, the other one?
Well, his nickname was Molly. for 10 years.
I remember that, yeah.
Because he used to drop Molly at those fancy festivals at Citi Field.
Used to, exactly.
And then we drug tested him.
And what happened?
Well.
Al spilled the urine on me.
Oh, God.
If you remember.
Yeah, it got on Deadspin, dude. It was cool.
No joke. Al came in with a cup of... you tripped on something.
What a klutz.
Yeah.
Fumbled the handoff.
That might have been the angriest I ever was in 10 years here.
Really?
So I'm sure this video of it.
Now
somewhere.
You were here for 10 years. 5 minutes ago. I'm just new here. I've only been here for 30 seconds.
I was gone for 3 years. You don't come back and put a dime in each guy's pocket? No.
So you're not giving them anything but that gift?
Well,
I mean, that's a nice gift. That's not a problem.
I'm giving Big Mac an air fryer.
And Loogie's getting nothing.
He said he's already got one.
Okay.
That's it.
I'll take an air fryer. Thank you.
Would you rather?
You're welcome.
And Evan, thank you for the grand. I appreciate it.
I haven't decided on that yet.
Now, I would say this.
You're a good guy.
I would say this. I don't want to speak about anyone's business here,
mm-hmm.
but what you should do.
Yeah. Tell me what I should do.
Should drop them both 25 hundo. That's what you should do.
You want me to give them $500?
That'd be the right thing for you to
working
do.
With us for a month and like 2 weeks?
I've worked with you for like 10 years.
On Saturdays. Does it really
on
count? I mean, that's where you worked with me.
Well, Saturday nights, I guess not.
Well, look, you're not paying us for what we did. You're paying us for what we're going to do.
So does that mean...
the Met general manager.
Hold on a second. So does that mean next year, after a full year together, based on that equivalence, we're going to give them basically $20,000 at the end of the year? Is that what we're doing?
Why, how would that be?
Because if you're say $2,500 for a month that and a half, be, do that the math. Be,
no, it's not prorated.
Right.
No, it's not.
No.
Okay.
Listen, we pass go, we get $200. It just so happens you guys started on Boardwalk. What do you want me to tell you? I mean, you hit Christmas when you hit Christmas.
That's when it happens.
You know what, C-Mac? You may have convinced me.
Just good timing for that.
That's just good timing.
Yeah.
It worked.
There you go. And don't be one of these like, oh, here's a crypto or, you know, code.
I would never do that.
Give him cash.
It's either going to be cash or a gift. I haven't decided. I'm still going over it.
Just put the cash in a bow. It's a gift.
That's right.
Exactly right. Why don't you buy them both cars?
How much money do you think I make, bro?
You got that John Deere.
I mean, oh, a John Deere? That makes me loaded?
Do you sit in the John Deere and drive it?
I do.
You're loaded.
Oh, God.
I got a push mower. You have a John Deere. You sit in it. You probably got...
I have a push mower as well, by the way.
Probably got a 6-speed.
You need both because the John Deere, as great as it is, it doesn't get to the tiny, small spot.
You got two lawnmowers.
I actually got three, but who's counting?
Three lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Redheads have more fun bumper sticker on the back.
Here's Petey in Manhattan. Pete, good afternoon. How are you?
Hello!
How are you guys? What's up?
Excellent.
All right, listen, I'm happy for both of you. Carmen, you're the man. I went down a similar road, and I appreciate everything you do for charity and all that stuff. I'm happy for you because you're back, and you got a partner who knows how to, who's not bougie and knows
Thank you.
Baseball.
That's right. I do know baseball.
You know, and Evan.
Yes.
Tell everybody to shut up. I'm really happy about very happy about the stuff that's going on in your life because you've had torture with your team.
Thank you.
And I am very happy about the Nets.
Thank you, Pete.
Even though if they don't win the finals, guaranteed, it's no good.
Well, look, Petey, nothing's guaranteed, but you're going to have a good run, that's for sure.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
By the way, news just in. I've just learned that the New York Knicks will indeed be playing on a holiday this year.
Yeah!
And I'm not messing around. I'm not BSing you this time.
Nice.
They will be playing on Martin Luther King Day as well.
Beautiful.
It'll be on NBA TV.
Right.
It'll be at noon. I love the noon MLK Day game. That's the best game to play in.
Right.
That's the game you want to play in.
Right.
The noon game. And they'll be playing the Orlando Magic.
Ah, that's a marquee. You know what the NBA TV game is? It's like there's a kid in school, right? And he tries really hard. He does. But he's not getting good grades.
Knicks fans, listen to this. Remember
Nothing
this.
Nothing good is happening.
Knicks fans, remember this.
But you want to reward them. So
remember
you say,
this.
You know, we're going to give you an award. And it's like a made-up award just to make that kid feel good. And that's what the Knicks and the Magic have at noon on MLK Day. Hey, you're on national TV. You're playing on this tremendous holiday. But you're getting 12 noon and you're on NBA TV. And trust me, I know this from experience. The Nets have played on NBA TV. I know what it's like. It's like a little pat on the head.
Hey, congratulations. Keep striving for greatness, kiddo. So
let me tell you something.
That's what it is.
The noon game is the preferred game. And by the way, if I'm NBA TV and I have no ratings and I want to bust up my ratings, I put the Knicks on. Brilliant move by Adam Silver. Take the most popular team in the league, put them on the lowest rated network that has games that day, and prop up the network. I get it. I'm good with it.
You are creative.
I love it. I love it. I'm back. The Knicks are back. That's right. Popping, topping on MLK Day. Come get some. That's exactly right. Here's what do I do here? Let me go to Kevin in Oakland, New Jersey. Kevin, what do you got today, buddy?
Ding dong.
Who's there?
It's who is it? Come on. You haven't been away that long.
Oh, I'm sorry. Start again. Start again.
Ding dong.
Who is it?
Foo Philly, my man. It's great to have you back. Evan, I have never heard you laugh so much. It's awesome. I loved you and Joe together. You and Craigie are great. And before I blow even more smoke up your rear ends, what the hell is wrong with all these guys, Craigie? It's not like you're talking about some caviar. You said chimichurri sauce, and they're looking at you like you have seven heads on.
Yeah, I know. It's listen, it's a fight every day. Every day it's a fight. But we're going to get them there, and by the time you we celebrate our one-year anniversary, they're going to be bathing in chimichurri sauce.
I like it. I like it. Hey, you still talking to that horse Boomer got you?
I do talk to the horse every single day. Boring is in my office, and he's my therapy companion. Yes. And, and I'll tell you what that horse turned out to be.
What's that?
That horse, which everyone mocks, you know, Boomer got me the stuffed little pony, and I have the homemade COVID mask that my wife made for Al Dukes. Boring, it says on it, which Al will never get because he's never coming back to the building. So I use that as a saddle on the horse, and now the horse's name is Boring. It is a reminder to me every day of where I was and the bad things I did and the bad choices I made. Because one of my most profound moments in life was at the Alchemist Rehab Center in Prescott, Arizona. And they took all of us, I think there were 11 of us, out for equine therapy. And I talked to a horse. And that horse, by the way, had been abused. Mm. So the horse got it, related to me. And that little pony on my desk that my dear friend Boomer Esiason got me is a reminder that I have a problem, that I am a compulsive gambler, and to never forget it. So as success, knock on wood, comes our way, to stay grounded, take ownership of the mistakes, make people whole again, re-earn the trust and respect of the audience, my coworkers, the executives, the advertisers, my friends and family, and never forget where I was and the decisions I made that put myself there. And that horse will never leave my desk.
It's a beautiful looking horse.
I love that horse.
I've seen the horse. I've petted the horse.
Will you go get me my horse, please, Tommy? I want to let the audience see the horse. And bring the saddle, too. All right? Why are you walking? It's unbelievable.
Why are you walking? Were you having a sprint?
And now he stopped. Now he's coming back.
What happened?
What are you walking for?
He forgot his badge, I guess.
Huh? I have to go get the horse and the badge or whatever.
Why are you here if you're getting me my horse?
Well, because you said, why are you walking?
So right. That would indicate starvation.
I'm going to put a hamstring over here. That would indicate stretched.
I got to properly stretch
before I run.
Thought, why are you walking, man? Come back here and delay this even more.
Exactly.
I got to take a break. I can't take the break till Boring gets here.
I'm going to get the horse.
Run. We're going to time you. Go.
What are you waiting on?
Two. Oh, my Lord. Three. Four.
You know what he just did? He just did the, five, you'll get this, Big Mac. No six, offense. He just did the fat guy maneuver. Eight. As he turned the corner, he pulled his shirt down to hold it down so nobody saw his belly as he was running around the corner.
Is that what happened?
I swear to God. That's crazy.
All right, I got the stopwatch going. What's your prediction on how many seconds?
From now?
Yeah.
I mean, he sure to
no,
be.
No, from the beginning. Like, from the moment he
shouldn't have been more
left
than 30 seconds.
Well, we've already passed that.
I mean, that's absurd. He knows where my office is. He comes in every day.
He's right. Not running. There's no way he's running. He would have been done already.
The pony's, he's not running. He's walking. Look at this.
Let's see.
Look at this.
When you get the pony is when I'm going to stop the clock. Let's
stop
see.
Stop the clock.
Okay. It took 41 seconds.
Now, for those of you that want to watch video of this later, because I know none of you can see me now, Here's the pony that Boomer got me.
Yes.
This is the COVID mask my wife made for Al Dukes.
It says boring on it.
It is now a saddle. It's a saddle, and that is the name of the horse. My therapy pony, Boring.
I have a critique of the horse. And may I ask it?
You're going to critique my therapy horse.
Yes. It's actually critiquing
you're
you
gonna
more than
the horse. You're going to be critical of the horse that keeps me grounded.
Well, I will tell you what it is you tell me if balls. I'm wrong. Why is the
now
tag,
you can't go to Maroney's with me.
Why is the tag still on the horse? Are you planning on returning the horse?
It'll hurt his ear if I rip it off.
You can do it gently.
No.
You could take a scissor.
I'm not ripping
just
it. It'll hurt.
Slightly take it off.
It'll hurt his ear.
But and his ego. That horse is perfect the way he is. Why does he have to change?
Right.
He's got
for
a
you?
Tag on it.
I got to conform to
came.
Your things.
As if he's going to return the horse when he's done with it, which
never
you're
give
not going to do.
Up. This horse keeps me grounded.
No, I know that. That's why you should take the tag off.
This horse reminds me of being a jackass.
I get that.
That's right. Of getting on a helicopter at midnight to go play blackjack for an hour and a half and then to come to work.
I'm just trying to help, man.
My pony.
It's a beautiful pony.
I love you, pony.
Minus the tag.
I love you, little boring. Love you. Keeps me grounded right here. Every day I see that pony, I remind myself, what are you, so stupid? What were you thinking? And then the pony's right there for me. He listens to me.
Can I take the tag off for you?
No.
Please.
No.
It's really frustrating me.
That tag ain't coming off Boring's ear. If anyone takes this off its ear, we got major problem.
Why do you want the
major
tag on?
Major problem. Huh? Because it hurts his ear if you rip it off.
You don't have to rip it off. Take a scissor. Loogie can find one and just chop it just slightly.
Your wife wear earrings?
Yes.
And by no means am I comparing your wife to a horse.
Okay. Thank you.
Would you rip the earring out of her ear?
How could you compare that?
Right. That's how important
this
horse to me is your wife to you.
Okay.
Keeps me grounded.
I would help her take the earring out, though. I'd say, here, listen, honey, I'm going to slightly take this out. It'll be fine.
All right, please put Boring back in the stable. All right, thank you. See you, Bevel.
Should I time him again or no?
No, who Doesn't cares matter. If he comes back this time? 877-337-6666. That's the number to join. Here's the deal. Let's just reset things real quick. Brian Cashman came out today and said what? He wants Aaron Boone to be the Yankee manager for the next decade. I think that's great. Good job by Cashman on that. And congrats to Aaron Boone. You already knew it. They picked up his extension. But now he's going to be here for a decade more. I think that's fantastic. One. Number two, let's not forget the New York Giants. Colt McCoy is most likely 98.3% going to be the starting quarterback. They brought Jones with them on the plane. Or they're going to, but he ain't going to play. There's no shot he plays, I don't think. Colt McCoy is going to be your starting quarterback. Tanny passed all COVID protocols. He'll most likely be the backup as opposed to Golden Tate,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
We got the basketball, and we got Adam Gase now blaming Mike Maccagnan for how bad the Jets are, not himself.
We have breaking news.
And breaking news. Hold on a second. Let's do it right. If you got it.
I don't know if it's worthy of it, but we'll give it a try.
Martin and Roberts, breaking news.
Remember when Chris Young pulled himself out of the bidding to be the general manager of the New York Mets?
Yes.
He has accepted the job to be the general manager of the Texas Rangers. So congratulations to Chris Young.
Typical Mets.
He wanted to stay in Texas.
Yeah, okay. Texas is a pretty big state.
Where do the Texas Rangers play?
Where?
They play in Texas.
Yeah, what city?
They play in Dallas. Well, Arlington, but they're in the Dallas area.
Listen, all the Mets did was raise the amount of money he got from another team, and they got played.
They didn't get played.
The Met DNA is yet to
change.
As
if they needed Chris Young in
and
their
by
life.
The way, I don't care what Trevor May says about, I only came here because I love what Steve Cohen had to say. He did admit no one else offered him $15 million. All right?
Well,
Trevor
Bauer,
who's now last night at 3 o'clock in the morning, asking Angels fans, who's awake?
How lame is that?
Playing the Angels against the Mets now.
He is.
Yeah, he's a whore. That's right.
He is a whore.
That's right. And I don't blame him. He should be a whore.
Thing.
That's right. The Mets are getting played left and right publicly.
They're not getting played left
and
right.
Some things never change.
And let me tell you, I prefer James McCann over JT Realmuto. Because I heard, I wasn't driving my kid to school. I heard Boomer this morning. And he was acting like, look at the Mets, typical cheaping out. They need JT Realmuto, James McCann. He probably didn't even know who James McCann was. I'll say it again.
I prefer James McCann over JT Realmuto.
Yeah, well, the Mets preferred Chris Young, but he said, I'm not interested.
Stop it.
Why is he not interested? Because he found a better situation.
No, because the Mets don't play in Texas. The Mets play in New York.
Wow.
Texas?
Wow.
New York. Different places.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Well, at least you got a relief pitcher with an ERA at 9.
What?
Teasing.
Okay.
I'm teasing. I love Trevor May. Other than the fact he hasn't responded to my DM, Trevor May's my guy. My kids love him. I love him.
Wait a second. You DM Trevor May?
Yeah,
he has open DMs?
What do you mean by that? Open DMs.
Does he follow you?
Trevor May?
Yes.
Not that I know
then
of,
how
no.
Then how'd you DM him? He must have open DMs.
I don't know, but I did.
Wow.
Welcome to New York. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Should I write, I have more followers than you? How about a response?
That'll go well.
That probably won't go good. Yeah.
I think you still have more followers than Steve Cohen, though he is on a rampage right now.
I mean, he should have more than me, right?
Well, he will eventually, but he isn't there quite yet. Let me get an update on his followers. Wow. You ready for this? He's at 102,341. I'm at 102,539, which means I have another 30 minutes before Steve Cohen passes me
there
in followers. And then you're next.
I mean, I'm closing in on 130,000.
Okay.
It's not bad. Right?
I'm at 102,000.
I changed my Twitter background and my avatar.
That. I noticed that.
Yeah, you like that?
Why'd you do that?
I went with the Biggie avatar, and I found those cows in New Jersey a while ago, so I took their picture. Reminded me of the offensive line I want for the Jets. That's the cow line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You like that? Look at Mekhi Becton stepping outside saying, I'm the only Pro Bowler here. That's what he did. That's Becton the cow right there.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
All right, 429. Carton and Roberts on a Friday, New York. What's good? Coming up in 5 minutes. Hold me to it, please, boys. I have in front of me a personal note from Kyrie Irving. That's right. It was media day, and he decided, I refuse to speak to the media. I'm putting out a note. I have the note. I will read you the note in 5 minutes. All right? 5 minutes, you get the note from Kyrie Irving.
Let me get this straight, though, before I see the note. I haven't heard the note.
The five-minute clock doesn't start until you stop talking.
I'm not saying the clock started. I'm asking a question. So Kyrie Irving.
5 minutes from now, you get the Kyrie Irving
chose
note.
Not to talk to the media.
That's right.
And in lieu of that, said, I'm going to release a note
put
to Craig
out
Carton.
A note. Gave me a note. Okay. I got a note. Yep. All right.
You have a problem with that, by the way?
I'm not a Net fan. I don't care what he says. But the fact that you're a Net fan and he refuses to speak to you, the long-suffering fan base of the Nets, it would piss me off.
I think it was dopey. I think it was very, very dopey.
You don't know what he said. I have the note.
I don't even care what he says. No, I do care what he says.
The clock hasn't started yet.
I care what he says, but it's media days. Spencer Dinwiddie's rumored to be traded to every team in America. He talked. Kevin Durant's coming off an Achilles injury. He talked.
I have the note. Do you want to hear the note or not?
I get that you have the note, but can the guy answer a few questions?
No,
it's not that
can't.
Difficult.
He refuses to talk to
Brian
the media.
Brian Lewis is going to ask him too difficult a question.
I don't know who Brian
no
Lewis is,
to Brian.
But no.
He's a reporter.
Okay. He don't want to talk to Brian Lewis. He wanted to send me a note. I got the note.
All right. I can't wait to hear the note.
Start the clock, boys. 5 minutes starts now. Here's Joe in Staten Island. Joe, good afternoon. How are you?
What's going on, boys? I love this, Evan. You're losing Nets. Their number one star, 1A star, doesn't even want to talk to the fans. I love it. And you want to take shots at the Knicks. Oh, some fake award for the Knicks to play on Martin Luther King Day. What, like getting the Hall of Fame for some loser high school on Long Island? Stop taking shots at the Knicks. We're still the Kings. You guys haven't won anything.
You're right.
You haven't won nothing.
You're right.
Nothing.
You're right.
You sit there, zip your lip.
No, I will not zip my lip, but I will acknowledge.
You gotta zip it till you win.
I will.
Win
well,
first.
What the hell have you
good job,
won?
Joe.
You haven't won a damn thing since 1973.
It's
you're going to bring up winning?
We got to win. That's
no,
a win.
Here's what the Knicks have won, and I admit this. You've got a hell of a lot more fans than the Brooklyn Nets. I admit that. I never dispute that. So you've won the popularity contest. Congratulations.
How much time's left on the clock, Mac, when I started the 5 minute clock?
It's a little over 3 minutes left.
You're lying. You just totally made that up. Let me see the countdown.
Yeah, let's see the
where's the countdown clock?
Where's the countdown clock?
Where is it?
I don't have it. What do you think? I carry around a countdown clock?
Well, how do you know it's
I kept
time?
It was 31:25.
When he stopped talking?
Yes, when you gave me the and go. It was 31:25.
All right. Just checking.
I pulled out a stopwatch when Loogie was running. It's not that difficult. I'm just saying.
I just want to make sure it's 5 minutes. 5 minutes is 5 minutes. That's 36:25 will be 5 minutes.
Right.
All right. That's my minute.
So that's
right
a little
there.
Over 3 minutes.
I have a personal note from Kyrie Irving. He hates Nets fans. Mike is in Manhattan. Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
Carton Roberts, what's going on, guys?
What's up,
really
buddy?
Love the show so far.
Thank you.
If I have one criticism, though, it's, Craigie, you're making me so hungry. I've eaten three lunches already today. You're killing me with that.
Me too, by
guy
the way.
Knows every, guy knows every restaurant within a two-block radius in the tri-state area. It's ridiculous. but anyway, Evan, I was going back to something earlier you said in the show.
Yes.
I heard you saying that whole X analogy with Rex Ryan. I don't understand why that doesn't parallel to Sandy Alderson return to the Mets.
That's a very fair question. Very fair question.
Flipping out about that, and he's the last remaining piece of a Wilpon regime. So.
Okay,
good point, Mike.
It's actually an excellent point, and I'm glad you called me out on it. I have a reason, but I'm glad you at least called me out on it because I went on earlier. I wouldn't want Rex back. You don't get back together with your ex. I think it's different for a couple of reasons. Number one, the administration with the Mets is completely different. The Wilpons aren't around. So we're going to get to see a different Sandy Alderson. We're going to get to see a Sandy Alderson that can spend. A Sandy Alderson that can also continue his work.
Oh, so if I may. So the new Sandy Alderson will be able to convince a guy to be the general manager. Nope. Yep, that's not it. Sorry. I thought for a minute that a guy who had never been in GM would love the opportunity to work for the new Sandy and Steve Cohen. But we just learned today that Chris Young not only said no because he wanted to stay with his family, but then took a job somewhere else anyway.
Do you purposely act like a jackass or is it just by accident?
You said it's a new Sandy Alderson, but it's the same Mets.
I don't care about Chris Young being the general manager.
Because he said no to you.
I never cared about it. Sandy's running the show like you first reported.
Yes.
Okay?
Yep.
But Sandy, there are two big differences. Number one, the fact that we get to see that new Sandy. And here's the other thing, and I think it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy wasn't gone for long, so he gets a chance to continue kind of what he built in many ways. That wouldn't be the case with Rex. Rex has been gone for a very long time. I'm not convinced he's any different. I don't think we're getting a new Rex Ryan. It's the same owner, and it's not a continuation roster-wise of what he had. So normally, 90% of the time, because nothing's an absolute, Craig. 90% of the time, I don't want to go backwards. I don't want to get back together with my ex.
And
Sandy Alderson is different.
Well, Sandy Alderson,
my opinion,
is new, but the Mets have one signing thus far, and that's the guy with a career ERA of over 4.
So you're not looking at...
Boy, the Mets are killing it.
Manipulative. You're very manipulative.
They are killing it.
He had Tommy John surgery 3 years ago.
And he had Tommy John surgery.
No, 3 years ago.
Typical Met.
What?
Fits right in with all the other guys.
What's his ERA since he came back from Tommy John? Give me the number. What's his ERA? Okay.
Do the Mets have a pitcher that hasn't had Tommy John surgery?
Well, is there anybody in baseball who hasn't had Tommy John surgery?
Yeah. Anyway, he had surgery, I guess, in 16? Missed the 17th season, right?
So what are his statistics, since you're bringing him up, over the last three seasons?
He has had an ERA of 3.2, 2.94, 3.86.
Is that good, Craig?
That is good.
So why would you sit here and cite a 4.4 ERA?
Because that's what his career ERA
you're
is.
You're acting like 24.
5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes.
Okay, go ahead. Thanks, Chris.
I interrupted everyone.
Yeah. I'm going to give it an extra couple minutes. Go ahead.
Why would you cite the first 3 years of Trevor May's career?
Because they're part of the body of
work. Yeah, but if you're basing it on what he's done recently and what he can do over the next 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
Really, 2 years. So to say as a 4.4 ERA, it's true, but it's also misleading. Do you see that?
Well, it's not misleading. All I said was his career ERA is 4.44.
Which is true.
What's misleading about that?
That over the last 3 years, he's had a 3.2 ERA, a 2.9 ERA, and a 3.8 ERA. That's what's misleading.
No, that's also a fact.
Why are Met fans trying to be negative? I heard it from Boomer this morning. Even Giannotti, they both did it. I'm hearing it from you. Trust me, when there's a reason to be negative, I'll give you negative, I'll give you negative. But right now, I'm
because
in a good place.
The notion was, Steve Cohen's here. Everyone's rushing to become a Met. Chris Young said no and then took a job with another team.
Because he wanted to stay in Texas.
Took a job with another team.
In Texas.
Okay. Took a job with another team.
In Texas.
Meaning the Mets weren't a good enough offer.
He didn't want
to leave Texas.
He didn't want
to
leave his family.
If you wanted him, you could have gotten him.
Did you want Chris Young?
I didn't give a rat's ass if they got Chris Young or not. Because I know Sandy Alderson's the head guy in charge.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly.
He's the guy. All right, now listen. I do want to take one more call, and then I'll give you the personal note from a guy that has come to New York, kind of like the way Randy Johnson did, and is going to leave the way Ed Whitson did.
Are you
hated
insane?
By the New Yorkers?
The guy's from Jersey, bro.
Yeah,
bro. Compare that to Randy Johnson.
Here we go,
JJ. JJ, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, JJ from Beverly Hills, you mean?
That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, man. I didn't know if it was me. It's first time calling you guys. Love your show. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question. I wanted your professional opinion on from both of you.
Yeah.
Especially Evan.
I would say if it's white and not clear, go to the doctor immediately, and he'll put you on penicillin.
Wow.
Okay.
What is your second question?
Well, before I wanted to ask you that, I just got to get off my chest something. Big E, Evan.
Yes.
You said something 2 weeks ago. I was in the middle of eating. I almost choked.
Uh-oh.
And, Craig, you didn't take our back on this. You disagreed with him. But you just let him off the hook.
He said
Brett Favre, top five quarterback of all time.
No, I never said that.
He said Brett Favre underrated big time.
I said overrated big time.
You said he's underrated.
Brett Favre?
Big time.
Don't. Yes. You're gonna press the wrong buttons.
Brett Favre is overrated big time.
Yeah, he's overrated.
He's a top five quarterback. We all know, if anything, he's underrated.
JJ, I would say this. I think you misheard him.
No, he got it right at the end. I did say Brett Favre's overrated.
You said he's overrated.
Correct. And he's not a top five quarterback.
Leave that for JJ and someone else to argue about. I'm not doing that.
I only got annoyed because I thought he was misquoting me. I don't like being misquoted.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have
now
in front of me a personal note from Kyrie Irving. Now, there's multiple media days.
Mm-hmm.
Every team does them. And typically, every player, no matter who that player is, does participate. They hate doing it, but they have to do it. It's kind of a requirement. Unless, of course, your franchise kisses their star player's ass and is afraid of the star player being, in a position where he's actually told to do something, despite giving him a $3 billion. Kyrie Irving, unfortunately, has become that guy. He's become that guy. Kyrie Irving, who's a wonderful player, has yet to shed the douchery mantra that many people feel about him. Now, if you play and win, no one cares if you're douchey. But when you're now playing for a team that has a chance to maybe win a championship,
what was
people
what
are
was
feeling
that?
Pretty, pretty good.
They have a chance to what?
Would it kill you to actually spend 20 minutes and answer five softball questions? Kevin Durant did. Every star typically does. Not Kyrie Irving. You know why? Because he's special. A note from Kyrie Irving. COVID-19 has impacted us all in many ways. Now, this is his meeting the media to discuss the Brooklyn Nets basketball team and their attempt to make a run to an NBA championship. That's the purpose, really the sole purpose.
Can you
purpose
give me the damn
media
statement?
Day.
Can you stop filibustering? I want to hear what he said.
I'm just saying that's the
my
purpose.
Point guard.
That's the purpose of media day.
I want to hear my point guard. What did he say?
COVID-19. Could you give me some slow melodic reading music, please?
You're killing
Big Mac.
Me. You're killing
like
me.
Some love, but like instrumental, soft, smooth reading music. Because this one is amazing.
Now we got
to
wait on this.
Here, this is. Nah, he's always good to go. He's ready to go.
All right.
He's all good to go. Kyrie Irving.
That's my point guard right there.
With a sensitive moment. Now listen, he hates you people.
He's from Jersey, you know that,
and
right?
And he hates people.
He's from New Jersey, grew up as a New Jersey Nets fan, loved Jason Kidd, Vince Carter, Ian Eagle. That's, and Kyrie brought back the retros, the 1990 retro jerseys.
Great.
All right, let's hear from him. Go.
Okay. Everybody ready now? All right, here we go.
I've been ready for 10 minutes.
Okay. COVID-19 has impacted us all in many ways. So I pray for the safety and health of our communities domestically and abroad. Side note, if you're living in Turkey, Kyrie Irving cares about you.
That's very nice of him, actually.
I am truly excited for the season to start. And I'm also praying that everyone remains safe and healthy throughout this journey.
Journey.
Instead of speaking to the media today, as the NBA has asked all of us to do, to promote the brand that has made us rich beyond our wildest dreams.
Did he say that in the letter?
Sorry.
Okay.
Instead of speaking to the media today, I'm issuing this statement to ensure that my message is conveyed properly. Because if I said the words, you might misunderstand them. Because you're all stupid. And I don't want my words to be misconstrued. I am committed to show up to work every day, ready to have fun, compete, perform, and win championships.
Yes!
Alongside my teammates and colleagues in the Nets organization. My goal this season is to let my work on and off the court speak for itself. Life hit differently this year, and it requires us, it requires me, to move differently.
Is that really what he said? To move differently?
This is the beginning of that change. Sincerely, Kyrie Irving.
All right. Do you want me to respond to this?
No.
No?
Think about it. Let's soak in.
I'm marinating it. I'm thinking about
it. Let that soak in.
It's soaking. It's going down my head.
Soak in.
It's going through my brain.
I don't want to talk to Net fans. Matter of fact, I'm not talking to the media all year. I'm going to let my work on and off the court speak for me. You know why? Because if I say hello, I don't want hello to be misconstrued as goodbye.
It's kind of funny.
I don't want my words to be taken out of context. If I say I feel comfortable about taking the last shot at the buzzer, I don't want that to be misconstrued as I don't trust my teammates. If I say I like Brooklyn, that doesn't mean I don't like Manhattan.
I mean, what the F is that?
Come on, man. Instead of speaking to the media today, I am issuing this statement to ensure that my message is conveyed properly. Okay, what's the message? What's the message? No message there. What are you talking about? Can someone decipher what the F this thing is, please?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, this is...
Do you want me to tell
you? This is, I'm better than all y'all. I don't trust none of you. I don't want to have to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to you. Leave me alone. I'm going to show up at the gym on time. I'm going to play basketball, and I'm going to go home. And in reality, I don't give a rat's ass that I'm playing for the Brooklyn Nets or in the borough of Brooklyn. I'm going to punch the clock, play ball, and go home.
Well, that's not true.
That's it.
That part's not necessarily
exactly true.
That's not that, because you make it seem like he's
that's
just...
That's the guy that wants to be loved by New Yorkers?
Well, hold on a second.
Shut up.
Hold on a second.
Give me a break.
Because I'm not going to sit
from New Jersey. I'm not going to... Act like it.
He is from New Jersey.
Act like it.
I'm not going to defend this because Kyrie Irving, if you're listening, Kyrie, you got to just answer a couple of dopey questions. It ain't that hard. And I know some of the questions may be tricky, like, hey, Kyrie, did you really want to start your own league? Or, hey, Kyrie, do you want James Harden on the team? Or, hey, Kyrie, remember last year when you said you need better teammates? Do you feel better about that? I get some of those questions are going to be a little difficult.
Why are they difficult? Kevin Durant, who's terrible with the media, answered them.
Because I just laid out a few questions that wouldn't be asked to Kevin.
Listen,
did you really want to start your own basketball league? Like,
no,
he would have been asked that.
Listen.
What?
I just want to play basketball. I'm thrilled to be back in the NBA starting in a week and a half. Next question.
I get
question.
That.
It ain't that hard. He's been around
Craig,
a little bit.
Craig, I agree. He could have handled it. That's why he made a mistake. You can't release a statement like this. And basically the statement said, I'm never talking to you.
That's what he said.
I am never
talking
to you. And you know what this furthers, and I get why you say this and why other Knicks fans say this, this furthers the notion from Knicks fans that the reason Kyrie Irving wanted to play with the Nets and not the Knicks is that this kind of garbage from today doesn't go over as well, even though the Garden doesn't like talking to the media either, but there would be more of a media backlash. Tell me if I'm wrong. Spot the lie. If this happened with the Knicks, then it happened with the Nets.
For multiple reasons. The size of the fan base.
Yes.
Of course. And what the Knicks represent to New Yorkers. Yeah, 100%. You're right. 100%. But he can get away with it.
Yeah.
Because he's playing in Brooklyn. And because Brooklyn has decided, and I do, as much as we bust balls, I think you'd agree with this, the franchise has decided that for this small little period of time where they have this great opportunity to win with the collection of talent they have here, that they are going to let these guys do what they want.
That is correct.
It's going to be hands off from ownership,
yeah,
hands off from marks, I imagine, and they're going to let the players run the show.
Well, look.
Because they're the players, listen, we know the players run the NBA, have for a long time, right? But the reality of the situation specifically to Brooklyn is we got this small little, let's say, 2-3 year window to maybe win a or multiple championships, certainly to be in the conversation, assuming everybody stays healthy. And because these guys are prima donnas, they both have reputations of being very sensitive and insecure with media coverage, mm-hmm, and about what's said about them and
sure,
this and that.
And there's evidence of that.
Yep. That we are going to be, we're going to treat them with kid gloves.
Yeah.
We're going to back up, right? And we're going to hope and pray that they stay healthy,
well, in fairness,
and win a lot of games.
In fairness.
It's really, but if you're
well, hold
Joseph,
on. No.
If you're
hold
Joseph
on.
Tsai, who's a
you
brilliant man.
You would have done, the Knicks would
That's
have
garbage.
Done the exact same thing,
no,
and you know it. The only difference would have been, which I agree with, is there would have been more backlash against Kyrie Irving than there will be today because he's with the Nets. But let's not act like James Dolan would have said, no, it's an obligation to talk to the media. Leon Rose barely has. So let's not be hypocritical about it.
No, I'm not being.
Let's be fair. The Knicks would have done the same thing. Repeat after me. The Knicks would have done the same thing.
449.
Would the Knicks have done the same thing?
No, they would not.
They
have.
Would not have.
They both guys would have. Both guys would have spoken to me.
That's
today.
Ridiculous.
They would have.
See, look. This
Tell
is
me
a,
the last superstar the Knicks that didn't.
Because you don't have superstars.
It never happened. It's never in the history.
Did Leon Rose meet the media?
In the history, I said players. In the history of the franchise.
He's the team president.
In the history of the franchise, the star player in the Knicks has never avoided the media. Ever.
Well, hold on a second.
That's the difference. Class, Brooklyn.
Stop it. If Kevin Durant wanted to go to the Knicks, and there's nothing wrong with this, the Knicks would have said okay. Now, Kevin spoke to the media, so he's not the best example, but they would have let Kyrie do this.
Nope.
The difference is, this is where I'm being fair, is that there won't be as much backlash against Kyrie because he's a Net than there would be if yeah. he was a Net.
The only thing
That's true.
The only thing the Knicks would have did was they would have said, Kyrie, you don't have to talk to Frank Isola.
That's true.
That been, or Maggie Gray. That would have been it.
Except for
everybody
them.
Else you got to talk to.
And look, here's the reality, just real quick.
Yeah.
Am I bothered today that Kyrie Irving didn't answer a few questions? Yeah, it ticks me off. He should have done it. With that said, if this guy can go out there and stay healthy and play and they can win, I won't care.
Of course. I agree with that.
But today, this shouldn't have happened.
Don't forget, you're 10 minutes,
shouldn't have happened.
10 minutes away from the top 5 at 5 with I didn't tell Tommy yet. I have a special guest presenter.
Not Tommy?
Special guest.
Yeah.
What? You got axed already?
I have a special guest presenter for the top 5 at 5 today.
It's the third day. I'm already getting the boot.
It's just today I have a special guest presenter.
But what if the special guest does a really good job? In theory, he could be invited back or he
in
or she
theory,
on Monday.
In theory, that is correct.
Wow.
Wally Pip. Google him, Loogie.
Relax over there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.